Greetings to everyone from around the world. This is a Sunday sermon recording from Father Mike of Our Lady of the Hills Parish, here in Southwest Ohio. I am your host, Ishmael Ali, and here is Father Mike's sermon.
The Lord be with you. Reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. They preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to carry. They lay them on people's shoulders. They will not lift a finger to move them. And all their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries. They lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in the synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have only but one teacher, and you are all brothers and sisters. And call no one on earth Father, for you have but one Father in heaven. Do not be called Master. You have but one Master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord. I have to laugh at this gospel. It brings up a story. In fact, it involves Joseph, your aunt, Sandy, years and years ago. Now, Sandy Singer, she's sick. We got to really pray for Sandy. But she's so devoted, very Catholic among Catholics, you know, devoted to God, to do only God's will. So I looked at Sandy after I read this gospel, and I said, "You know, Sandy, it says you're not supposed to call any man on earth Father. So therefore, Sandy, you cannot call me Father anymore." And she looked at me and she said, "Yes, Father." Now that is a good Catholic right there. I swear my first name is Father, my last name is Mike. Anyways, that's not the sermon. Here's the sermon. Mahatma Gandhi, many of you probably don't know him, but Mahatma Gandhi in the 30s and the 40s was a political leader from India, and he peacefully protested against segregation in his Indian country because at that time the British were ruling India. And they very much looked down on the Indian people. Now, Gandhi grew up in the Hindu religion, but he was very much drawn to the teachings of Jesus. He really liked Jesus. And he even referred to Jesus as Christ, the Messiah. One day, Gandhi went to visit a Christian church in Calcutta for worship. He walked through the church doors, where he was immediately stopped by the ushers. They told him, "This church is only for white people, upper class Indians. You are not welcome here. Being neither upper class nor white," they turned Gandhi away. This rejection so wounded Gandhi that he turned his back on Christianity for the rest of his life. He later remarked, "If it weren't for Christians, I'd be a Christian." That is a damning statement. And there's some truth to that. Jesus called out the Pharisees today. He called them hypocrites. Hypocrites. They do not practice what they preach, Matthew 23:3. Jesus is challenging you and me, challenging his followers, his disciples today. Say what you mean what you say, and live what you believe. That's what we must do. Jesus said in Matthew 15:8, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. When you give your heart to Jesus, everything you do should be a witness of love for Jesus. And the best way to witness your love for Jesus is by loving one another. John 13:35, Jesus said, this is how everyone will know you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. And Jesus calls his disciples to witness to him by giving good example. That is so important. That's what Jesus is talking about today, that we must give good example. A good example or a bad example can have a profound effect of leading someone to Jesus or away from Jesus. And if you give a bad example and it leads someone away from God, there's a word for that. It's called scandal. Scandal. To scandalize. Which is to do something to lead someone away from God. And Jesus says, when he washed the feet of the apostles, he said, for I have given you an example that you should do as I have done for you. John 13:16. You know, I've been preaching now for 42 years. That's a long time. And one of my biggest fears that has always been with me is that I fail to live what I preach. You know, I tell you that you should do this, Joyce, and Joyce, you should do that. And Joyce catches me doing the very thing I told you not to do. That's not a good example. I mean, I'm human, I fail, you know. But a preacher has a very special duty not to be a hypocrite, but to truly live the very words in my own life that come out of my own mouth. I knew of a man, this story's been with me, oh God, since I was about 10, 11 years old. I personally knew of a man who abandoned Jesus and left the Catholic Church because of a bad example. This is a true story. Here is his story. My mommy told me this story, so it must be true. Whatever mama says is true. As a child, we lived next door to the Bologna family. Good Italians, Bologna. Rosie Bologna and my mom, they were very good friends. Rosie's father was Mr. Marsilio. I remember Mr. Marsilio. He's a short little Italian guy. He had bald head, about 5'5". Probably he had a belly from eating too many meatballs. He always smoked a stogie. You know what stogies are? Do you know what stogies are? Oh, stogie is that black cigar that you can, they're real cheap, they're awful. They smoke them in Pittsburgh, right, Ben? A lot, yeah. And so he's always had a stogie, and he'd chew on that all day, and he'd get black lips from chewing on the tobacco. But that's who he was. He was a friendly guy. He's always smiling and laughing. And like many Italians, he went to church religiously every weekend. He said his rosary at Mass. And he was very faithful to God. Sadly, his faith was shattered by the bad example of a priest. Before 1966, it was a mortal sin for a Catholic to eat meat on a Friday. I know there's no one here that was born before 1966, so Lord, I just lied, didn't I? But you older people out there, raise your hand if you're an older person. Well, at least you're honest. Do you remember what it was like? Yeah, Joyce, you should know too. In the old church, because if you ate meat, it was a desecration to God, because refraining from meat on a Friday showed your respect for his sacrifice on the cross for you and me. It showed our respect and love for God for dying on the cross. So you didn't eat meat, not even a beef jerky, nothing. You, well, if I remember, we couldn't even have like soup that had beef broth. Couldn't even do that. Well, anyways, one day, Mr. Marsilio went to visit a priest. And this priest was having supper in the church rectory. And Mr. Marsilio happened to stumble into the priest's kitchen to discover the priest was eating a steak on a Friday. Dad was, I mean, you know, beef jerky, okay, but steak? Everybody was poor. We couldn't afford steak. I didn't eat steak before I was 50 years old. But he was eating a steak. And Mr. Marsilio, what my mommy told me, he was very upset. And Mr. Marsilio asked, "Father, why are you eating meat on a Friday when it is forbidden?" Here's what the priest said. Lord, God help us. The priest glibly answered, "Do as I say, not as I do." I know, that's pretty bad. Wow. Mr. Marsilio was so scandalized, he left the church, never to return for the rest of his life, until when it mattered the most. You see, years later, as an old man, Mr. Marsilio, I'd watch him. He'd go out there to the backyard, and there was a big barrel, you know, big drum. You know I'm talking about, Ben, in Western Pennsylvania. We burned our trash, didn't we? We were allowed to do that. We had open-air burning. Everybody had a barrel. And Mr. Marsilio would take his garbage, he'd throw it in that barrel and light a fire. But one day, he didn't know it, but there was an aerosol can in that garbage, and it exploded, and it caught his clothes on fire. This is before fire-retardant clothing. All his clothes caught fire almost immediately. The gas just shot at him like a flame. And he suffered third-degree burns over most of his body. And as death drew near, he did summon for a priest. And this priest gave him the last rites. Mr. Marsilio died in sanctifying grace, and he died in the arms of Jesus. I go back to Conway, Pennsylvania, where I was born and raised. I haven't been there for a number of years, but when I do go back, I visit my grandparents' grave, and I say a prayer there. They're buried up in Freedom, Pennsylvania, Calvary Cemetery. I remember the day before I was ordained, I took my invitation card from my ordination. I laid it on their tombstone. I gave Grandma and Grandpa an invitation to my ordination. I laid it there. But after I prayed for Stanley and Francis, I then walk down the hill, I go to the other side of the cemetery, and I visit Mr. Marsilio. He's buried there too. And I pray at his grave, and I ask forgiveness of God on behalf of the church for the scandal that was done to him. And I thank God that Mr. Marsilio came back to Jesus. St. Francis, he understood the power of good example when he said, "Remember, when you leave this earth, you could take nothing that you have received. You can only take what you have given." Give Jesus by living Jesus. Give Jesus by living Jesus. Live his love, live his mercy, and live his kindness. That's how you live what you believe. The one thing I remember about Mr. Marsilio is that he and his daughter, Rosie Bologna, they gave me the best Italian spaghetti and meatballs a man could ever eat. I mean, it was from scratch, baby. This is Italian food. It was great. I'm drooling just thinking about it. I better go to La Rosa's today. But he would put La Rosa's to shame. This was all from scratch. But you know, I look forward to tasting this his wonderful tomato sauce in the heavenly banquet. Amen. Good example really does work marvels and is very powerful. In July of 1965, I made a retreat at St. Fidelis Seminary, and I heard a sermon from a little Irish priest, Father Bernard Finnerty, and he talked about the joys of priesthood, and he touched my heart so deeply from his own personal joy that I thought, I want to try this out. And in September 1965, that's when I entered the seminary. And you know what? I became a priest. And I feel that joy that he exuded. I know now what he's talking about. I feel the same joy. Yesterday was my 18th anniversary here at St. Mary Church's pastor. I came on a Friday at 1:30, and I didn't even know if this was the church, because there was no sign that said St. Mary Catholic Church. There wasn't. There was no sign. But I did see Father Lerman Hall, so I said, this must be the place. And I went to the school, and the very first person I met was Linda Bradford. And Linda Bradford looked at me with this funny look, and I could just read her mind as if she was saying, is this what they have sent to us? Him? But she smiled, nervous smile. And that was 18 years ago. And I tell you, that's the happiest time of my life. And oh, that's right. Wait 5 years from now and see if you feel the same way. Thank God he's gone. He's leaving. But if in two more years, it will be truly my honor that I will be the longest serving pastor in two more years. I got to go to 20 years. Father O'Donohue served from 1861 to 1881. But at this time, I have now tied Father Stan Lehrman, wonderful man. I had dinner with him every month for 7 years. So I knew Stan. Stan was the one who kept saying, go to Hillsboro. Well, I went to Hillsboro, and I didn't leave. But two more years, I'll be longest serving pastor. And then, in a couple years after that, I will be your last pastor, because St. Mary Church canonically will no longer exist. We'll be a church, but not canonical with Rome. And then I'll be your first pastor, because the newly canonical parish of Our Lady of Hills will be formed. So I'll be your last pastor, your first pastor, and your longest serving pastor. Make sure that gets on my tombstone, because no one else can claim that. Nobody. And so 18 years, gosh, I have been up here a long time. I look at people here, and they weren't even born yet. Bryce, when were you? How old are you? You weren't even born yet when I came here. It'd be five more years. Brogan, is that you? My, you've all grown up. How old are you now? You were just a baby when I came here. And now look at you. You're all grown up. When did this happen? Well, for 18 years. But truly, I believe our future will be bright and things will be well. It's going to be different. We're going to belong to a family now of other churches. But St. Mary will never lose the gift of who we are. Amen.
name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
This recording of Father Mike's sermon was produced and edited by me, Ish Ali. The intro music is Amazing Grace, sung by LaGrave Avenue CRC of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Thank you to Father Mike for a great sermon. Previous recordings of Father Mike's sermons can be found at saintmaryhillsboro.org. That's S-A-I-N-T, maryhillsboro.org, and on the St. Mary Hillsboro YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this program, please donate and help sponsor future sermon recordings. You can send checks to St. Mary Catholic Church, 212 South High Street, Hillsboro, Ohio, 45133. All donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Thank you for listening.